India has reported more than 4,000 deaths due to COVID complications in a day for the first time. This is over and above 4 lakh daily cases for the fourth time in a week. A day after reporting the world's highest daily surge, India recorded 4,1,078 cases today and 4,187 people dying, taking the total number of deaths in India due to the spread of the coronavirus to 2.38 lakh. And that's not all. India could see a staggering 1 million deaths from COVID-19 by the 1st of August. This is according to an editorial in the British medical journal Lancet. It says that if that outcome were to happen, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government will be responsible for presiding over a self-inflicted national catastrophe. That's what the top peer-reviewed journal has opined. So far, remember, 2,34,000 people have died of COVID-19 in this country. This is according to the Union Health Ministry data. This editorial, a scathing editorial, it goes on to say that India squandered its earlier successes in controlling COVID-19. Until April, the government's COVID-19 task force had not met in months. The Lancet editorial quotes the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation, that is an independent global health research organization, in giving its projection for 1 million deaths by the 1st of August. The Science Journal says India must now restructure its response. The success of that effort, it says, will depend on the government owning up to its mistakes, providing responsible leadership and transparency in implementing a public health response that has science at its heart. The Lancet in its editorial has suggested that India should now adopt a two-pronged strategy. It says, it's called it, I'm quoting here, a blotched vaccination campaign. It says that campaign must be rationalized. It must be implemented speedily. For this, they have to increase the vaccine supply. They have to set up a distribution campaign that can cover not just urban areas, but rural areas, poorer citizens. It notes that modeling suggested falsely that India had reached herd immunity, that encouraged complacency and insufficient preparation. It goes on to say at times the Modi government seems more intent on removing criticism on Twitter than trying to control the pandemic. And in a sharp criticism of the government strategy, Lancet says that despite warnings about the risks of super spreader events, the government allowed religious festivals to go ahead, drawing millions of people from around the country along with huge political rallies, conspicuous for their lack of COVID mitigation measures. So the Lancet, a leading peer review medical journal, a very distinguished international medical journal, it's one of the world's finest medical journals. It says that the Modi government would be responsible, if its prediction works out, the Modi government would be responsible for presiding over a self-inflicted national catastrophe. But back home, will anyone be held accountable? Let's bring in our panelists tonight. We have Amitabh Bihar. He is the CEO of Oxfam India. We have Dr. Rajinder K. Dhamija, WHO Fellow, Professor and Head at the Lady Harding Medical College, New Delhi. We have Dr. Sunila Garg, Member of the Lancet Commission COVID India Task Force, Director and Professor of Community Medicine at the Maulana Azad Medical College and Associated Hospitals. She's an advisor to the ICMR, to the WHO. And we have PKD Nambiar. He's a political analyst who supports the BJP. So first and foremost, Dr. Dhamija, to you. So far, 2,34,000 Indians have died because of COVID-19. This is according to government data, right? According to Lancet, doctor, in the next 3 months is going to be three times worse than what we're seeing right now. Yet yesterday, we heard the central government say that a third wave can be avoided if we take strong steps. Which is it according to you, doctor? Are you seeing on the ground strong steps being taken?
Good evening, Sara, and thanks for having me on your show. I read this Lancet editorial today morning around 7 o'clock, and this is not the first time the Lancet editorial has criticized us. The reputed journal has a mandate about talking about science, but many times it has gone beyond the science and talked about the governance and administration in countries like India. I would have liked if the editorial also touched upon the vaccine equity, the method or the measures to improve the containment of the virus or mitigation of the virus. The virus, the COVID is not a, it's not an Indian disease. It is a global emergency. And in the global emergency, in the extraordinary steps, you have to have an extraordinary measures also.
And those a Lancet have been taken, sir?
Yes, I think nobody could predict the way the magnitude of the second wave. I wrote in a national newspaper on 25th of June predicting the second wave will come, but I never thought about the 400,000 cases every day. I predicted it will be around 200,000.
Sir, yesterday, the chief scientific advisor, medical advisor, said that the third wave can be avoided if steps are being taken. So, in a sense, that is another prediction. Even though the health minister prematurely predicted that we had reached the end of the tunnel.
I think those were based on
the predictions anymore, given our record.
I think we had the data on which this prediction was made. The seroprevalence studies done all over the country suggested that we are inching towards that half a mark of 40-50% in certain countries. So that was the basis for these statements. But having said that, the issue is that the whether we are doing enough at the moment, whether how can we do looking going forward from now. So these predictions models, there was a Michigan study last year which projected some numbers, and this study from the Institute of Health.
So my question to you is, do you see a sense of urgency on the ground?
It is a challenging time. It is a difficulty.
No, but do you see a sense of urgency? Do you see the reaction that is appropriate, that is required to take on what you're calling as a global emergency?
I think so, because this is not reactive.
All right. Got it. All right. So let's bring in our other panelists. Amitabh Behar, the Lancet in the scathing criticism of the Modi government's handling of the situation makes an important point about vaccine distribution to rural citizens. It says rural citizens constitute 65% of our population, but they are facing a desperate scarcity of public health primary care facilities. And as of now, you know, they can't navigate this complicated COVID website. All of India is playing the fastest finger game every night, but most of rural India doesn't have that option.
So, Sarah, scathing editorial and very critical questions. I think it's important not to shoot the messenger, but listen to the issues being raised. And absolutely, in terms of vaccine, it's hugely ironic that we are looking at the pharmacy of the world not being able to actually vaccinate even more than 2% of its population. And now we, at the moment, have just been able to give the first jab to the, say, around 10% people, and only 2% have got both the shots. And certainly there's going to be a huge amount of inequity in rural areas and in urban areas. So I would actually say, you know, the two-pronged strategy that we're talking of, the editorial is suggesting, we must be looking at a rural and urban story. And the rural narrative is still unfolding. So that's going to be very, very critical at the moment. Let's hope that with the patent waiver pushed by the Biden administration, there would be, hopefully, openings for mass production. But at this moment, the situation looks grim. The vaccination policy is really not transparent. It's not coherent. It's neither transparent nor coherent. It doesn't make sense that the states have to pay a different price and the government has to pay a different price. Once it is open to the markets, then it's the rich who will be able to access the vaccine. So there are huge problems. And I think it would be really good if the government listens to all these responses. We are in the midst of a massive tragedy, an absolutely unprecedented tragedy, where you're seeing people die. Every second family has somebody who's dying. At this moment, we must really take all feedback and get the vaccination strategy right.
And ironically, the vaccines only work if everyone has it. They don't work if I have it and you don't. Either everyone has it or nobody has it. All right, so Dr. Sunila Garg, you're a member of the Lancet Commission of the COVID India Task Force. Where do you stand on this? Which is the reality? The government saying yesterday a third phase can be avoided. Lancet saying that by August we could have 1 million deaths. We have Mr. Brar saying, don't shoot the messenger. Dr. Garg, where do you stand on this?
Sarah, I would like to say from the public health perspective that basically most of you, I don't know how many of you are aware of, that primarily, you know, a multi-pronged strategy was already initiated by launching of corona committees in the villages and for the municipalities, which has already been cleared by, you know, Niti Aayog that has already been there. Simultaneously, you see, you pointed out about the super spreader events, and already, you know, this has been the point of concern. And, you know, but still, you see, despite, you know, looking at the data from different states, when we talk of Maharashtra, Kerala, and all that, when we look at that whole data, and if we look at the super spreader events also today, if we feel that unless the states, you know, state by state, we go for complete lockdown, this situation is going to be grim. That is one of the important things also, because today evening also, I was looking at the pictures of Hyderabad and of different markets and all that. Still, you know,
absolutely,
we need to have very, very strict measures in order to, you know, control this pandemic.
Absolutely.
Now, coming to the third part of it, you know, that means we have to have equitable distribution with regard to vaccination. And but the, you see, you have to understand that we started from a correct perspective. That means people who are most at risk should be given vaccination first. That means we talked of healthcare
Absolutely.
Workers, we talked of the frontline workers, and also we talked about, you know, people who are 45 and above with comorbid conditions,
Absolutely.
Which we all see in our own families, right? And then also, you know, now, you know, when we have started with another round of vaccination, also there were suggestions, you know, basically by the government also, that, you know, primarily amongst 18 to 45 also, we should be focusing on more who are at risk. That means like people who are on dialysis or the people who are hypertensive.
Dr. Garg, so you're saying there has been a system in place and it was in place from the start. But Dr. Garg, I asked you because you mentioned the super spreader events. You know, Lancet says that the success of what happens, all these efforts that are on the ground, will depend on the government owning up to its mistakes, providing responsible leadership, providing transparency, and implementing a public health response that has science at its heart. As a doctor, as a person of science, do you believe the support you got or the instructions you got as doctors from the center, from above, was based on science? Because we had the Home Minister during the rallies, while he was holding rallies in Bengal, saying there's no correlation between a surge in COVID cases and the rallies being held on the ground. Dr. Garg.
Tara, I will, as I said, I'm going to speak from an academic and a public health perspective on ground. That is all of us, and every time on your channel also, we all said many a times that basically we need to have, you know, COVID appropriate behavior, and we cannot allow this kind of gatherings. That is one
all
thing
right.
which is very
all right.
important from a public
I want to bring in Dr. Sumitra Rawat. Dr. Sumitra,
that.
Thank you, Dr. Garg. I want to bring in Dr. Sumitra Rawat, who is also critical to have on the show tonight, Dr. Rawat, because you're in a crucial position. You're in the hot seat. You're part of that 12-member panel that has been set up by the Supreme Court today to basically answer every Indian's fear about whether, if somebody falls sick and we have to take them to the hospital, will there be oxygen for them to breathe, for our loved ones to breathe? You are now tasked with solving that problem. How did we get here, Dr. Rawat? Because you've heard Lancet's scathing review of India's response to this.
I think, Sarah, thank you very much for being on the show. I don't consider it to be a hot seat. I think the most important thing is every citizen of India has to do what is best for the country. And I think we need to forget about blame game. We need to forget about what has gone wrong in the past, what is a mistake. I think we need to really look into availability and distribution so that oxygen is rational and given on an equitable basis. So that is the most important thing. See, Sarah, I worked in NHS. I was in England for 17 years. So I think what is happening lately in India is, you know, there is a culture of blame culture which is creeping up. And I think we as a citizen, we need to take the responsibility that what we are doing as a citizen, you know, we need to do what is best for our country.
So how am I responsible if I take my loved one to a hospital and there's no oxygen?
If I take my loved one to a hospital and there's no bed, sir,
how is it my fault? I'm paying my taxes.
It's not your fault. I think it's nobody's fault. I think corona is no one's fault. You know, what has happened, it just came in and it's involved whole of the world. I think because I have got quite a lot of near and dear one in UK, the situation in UK 3 months ago or 4 months ago was absolutely similar to what we are having it here.
Yes.
But then they worked together. They worked as a team.
Okay.
They worked as a NHS. Obviously, we don't have a system of national health services.
Hmm.
Obviously, we don't have a system.
Yeah.
So whatsoever has happened in past has happened. We need to look at how we can make it better in near future.
Okay.
So that, you know, number goes down and we have a oxygen which is available to the end person, that is a patient. Hmm.
All right. PKD Dambiar, we have Dr. Rawat here saying we shouldn't have a blame game. Many would say it's not a blame game. It is about accountability. The Lancet study says, the Lancet editorial says, the Modi government has been more interested, more prioritizing, stifling criticism, more intent on removing criticism on Twitter than trying to control the pandemic. Quick, last closing word to you.
Sarab, I think the people who go through a crisis at this stage, they will definitely will blame any government, whether it is the prime minister, chief ministers, and I don't think we can blame them for blaming those leadership. It is the collective responsibility of the leadership, as you said, to provide the bed, oxygen, everything which is required for every human being. On the second part of it, is that I don't give much of a credibility to a Lancet or such kind of a journals, which may be of their great repute, but they have no business to do give any political comment, because whenever some such kind of a journal give a political comment, it does show some kind of to defame this country as a whole. You also have to understand.
But they're pointing out facts. They're pointing out facts that Dr. Harshvardhan declared in March that India was in the end game of the novel coronavirus epidemic, sir.
Sorry, sir, I couldn't get your question.
I said that they're pointing out facts.
No, I'm saying that the facts, they're not complete. If you have read the complete report, it is not really fact.
I have read the complete report.
I'd like to believe my government. Today in the early morning, there was another interview by a very reputed journalist with another reputed guy from the world over. He's saying there were more than 1 million people have died in the country. Can I believe that? I don't think. So I think we would like to believe the governments which are in power. There may be error. There is no doubt. I would like to believe the people, the doctors who are working. I myself have brought people, my neighbor to the hospital. Was very challenging to get inside to declare even him as dead. So it is a very panicky thing. But I think, as the doctor said, the time to forego the blame game and work toward, as a civil society, spread some positive messages.
All
which
right.
May be comforting today, Sarah.
But we had 8 months. We had 8 months to prep for this, and I'm sure there are people who have lost family members who will, you know, never have one family member calling them to wish them on their birthdays, who will be sitting out for dinner with one person less at the dining table, and for them, they will always be, the question will always be there in their minds, what if we had planned for this 8 months ago when the signs were there? But thank you all for joining us tonight on this big story.